It's time for Wednesday with Weiser, our weekly look at the weekend ahead with Nanette Weiser, executive editor of Paradise News Magazine and ParadiseNewsFL.com.
Well, hello, Radio St. Pete. How are you doing? And it is December, and December issue is on the stand, Paradise News. And you can also find the entire magazine online, ParadiseNewsFL.com. So we're hoping that you'll keep engaging with us on social media to find out what events are going on. So let me tell you what I'm excited about this week. Peter White Christmas. Have you ever seen him? He is terrific. And he does this annually all over the country. I used to see him in San Diego. What's really exciting is on Thursday, December 7th at Capitol Theater, he's going to be joined by local legend Mindy Abar and Vincent Ngala. It's really a contemporary jazz lovers holiday concert. You know, it's just always new songs, new collaborations, a little Spanish guitar. And I just would say overall, it's groovy. Also coming up for the holidays is an Italian Christmas night this week, Wednesday, December 6th, tonight at Hoff Hall at the Palladium. It's always great to go to Grazzi and get in the mood with an Italian meal and make reservations for Christmas Eve and see when they're going to be serving the seven fishes. Tony does it upright, and his fools, the St. Pete Fools, have been raising money. They just gave away hundreds of bikes. Tony is at Tony Magnifico at Grazzi is part of that. So go over there before you go to see an Italian Christmas. Nat Najjar, also a local legend, Jazz Holidays, also this week. I don't know how we're going to get everywhere. He's December 7th at Hoff Hall at the Palladium. And then Sarah Brightman, A Christmas Symphony, is December 12th at the Ruth Eckert Hall. It is an amazing experience. The audience is silent. You could hear a pin drop when she comes on stage. Christmas with the King. Who doesn't love Elvis? If you haven't seen all the Elvis movies from the early Elvis to the late Elvis, catch up with the King December 14th at Central Park Performing Arts. And then, listen, I'm going to kick it up at a very Broadway Christmas at the Mahaffey, one of my favorite places. And let me just remind you, make reservations at the new Sonata restaurant. It is a public restaurant. Ted Dorsey, formerly of The Mill, is the chef helming it. Bill Edwards has done an incredible job of opening a fine dining experience. So before you go to see a very Broadway Christmas, please make your reservations at the Sonata. Finally, I love the Carpenters. And it's Merry Christmas, Darling, at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center December 16th. But that's only if you're not going to a boat parade, because, Joe, do you know how many boat parades there are in the next 2 weeks?
The only important one is mine.
Oh, and yours is Reddington, so that's December 10th, right?
Yeah, yes, indeed.
So the people in the know like you and I, Joe, go to Caddy's Pub in Indian Shores because that's where the award ceremony is. So December 10th, 6 p.m., it kicks off. The Festival of Lights Boat Parade December 9th kicks off the 57th annual Lighted Boat Parade. I'm going to watch it from the American Legion Post, and it travels all through the fingers of the city and ends up at John's Pass. The Treasure Island Holiday Boat Parade, where Fiona French, one of our favorite musicians, and a Radio St. Pete show, is December 16th, and the best place to watch that is at the Treasure Island Golf and Tennis Club. Make sure to wear your little Merry Christmas outfits and catch Fiona that night. She has a new Christmas CD out with two songs, and you can catch her at Verducci's for that CD or at the Saint. South Pasadena's Boat Parade is December 8th. Boca Ciegas is December 9th. And listen, if that's not enough boat parades, one of my favorites, and it's the 49th annual, it's the Clearwater Holiday Lighted Boat Parade, and that is going to be led by Fox's Laura Moody. She is the Grand Marshalette. So that's all exciting. I like a party, and if you don't have a party set up for the boat parade, head over to Fusion Resort on Saturday, December 16th. For $20, you can hang out on the pool deck, enjoy live music from Whiskey, kids are allowed, and the premium ticket for $40, well, that's going to give you complimentary appetizers. So catch that rooftop party at the Fusion. What else is going on? Well, you know that Hanukkah starts on this Thursday. The Festival of Lights, lighting of the menorah, with hot latkes, I always like a hot latke, is on Thursday. And that is at, let's see, I think that kicks off at 6. So that's going to be fun. And then there is a holiday Jolly Day block party, Friday, December 8th, also in Clearwater. The Merry Beach Market is coming this week, December 9th, to Madeira Beach. In addition to that, the Madeira Beach Market kicks off this Wednesday, 11 to 2. So if you're really looking for some terrific holiday goodies, this is the place to go. Finally, I just want to say that our friends Tom Gribben, local author, Bill D. Young, who also is a Radio St. Pete show, Craig Pittman, and His Honor the Mayor's wife, former Mayor Kreisman, Carrie Kreisman, will be signing books, studio at 6:20. So it really is a very merry week. And if you're really still feeling a little bit hungry and thirsty, head over to Bright Ice for their holiday flavors. You can find them in Pinellas Park in downtown St. Pete. So again, for Paradise News, Wednesday with Wiser, catch us on paradisenewsfl.org, and a merry, merry holiday to all of our friends at Radio St. Pete.
Listen every Wednesday for Wednesday with Wiser with Nanette Wiser, executive editor of Paradise News Magazine and paradisenewsfl.com.